Looking to make it two straight wins against the Sudbury Wolves, the North Bay Battalion rolled into the Nickel City Wednesday but could only manage a point as the troops fell 5-4 in overtime. "We were able to get a point and that's good on the road," stated head coach Ryan Olayan. "I just didn't think we had our best tonight. Not to take anything from Sudbury, they're a really good hockey team, but I didn't think we were as disciplined as we could be and not be our best tonight." But in saying that, you find a way to scrape and claw, and get a point on the road, which ultimately is pretty good. The troops got the icebreaker 8 minutes in as Inat Pazzi found Jacob Therrien, 5, in the high slot with enough time to rip it gloveside on Jakub Vendras. After North Bay's power play went 3/8 against the Wolves Sunday, the man advantage stayed hot Wednesday as Ty Nelson, 4-1, timed an Anthony Romani pass home to give the battalion a 2-0 lead. However, Sudbury was not deterred, as just over 3 minutes after the Nelson goal, Dalibor Vorsky, 3, continued his hot start to his old career, beating Charlie Robertson from a sharp angle to make the score 2-1 North Bay heading into the first intermission. "We were playing fast and playing as a five-man unit and we have to continue to do that," Owen Van Steensel told the Owl tonight on the hot start for the troops. After the intermission, the second period felt like the running of the Wolves as Sudbury came out strong, resulting in a Kocha Delic, 4, goal to tie things up early at 2-2. Midway through the frame, Sudbury continued to push as Kieran Walton, 6, batted in the puck from beside the net. Not done there, Ethan Larmond, 3, added on for the Wolves, his second in as many games against North Bay. All three Wolves goals came while the teams were playing 4-on-4 hockey. Late in the second, not wanting to be left out of the 4-on-4 action, Nelson shot the puck up the ice from his own zone, finding Ethan Proces in, 3, at the Sudbury blue line, and the big center deked his way past Vendras to bring the score to 4-3 Sudbury heading into the second intermission. Midway through the third period, the troops tied the game at 4-4 on a snipe over Vendras' glove by Romani, 11. The goal was assisted by Dallin Wakely and Van Steensel as that line continued their dominant play, and was the lone goal of the third. Sudbury didn't need much time on the 3-on-3 in overtime, 15 seconds in fact, for Quentin Musty, 4, to walk in almost uncontested and beat Robertson for the victory. However, with the game going to overtime, the battalion picked up a 3 points out of a possible 4 against their divisional rivals. The battalion special teams certainly helped the team tonight, going 1/2 on the power play, and keeping Sudbury to 0/4 on the penalty kill. However, the troops took 5 penalties, 3 of which ended up being coincidental penalties with the Wolves, or during a battalion power play. "The guys know, and you're playing a team that's going to try and get you into those types of things," said Olayan on the penalties. "We just have to be a little bit smarter and the emotions take over sometimes. That's okay, and we're going to rebound from this and be better off for it." North Bay will be back in action Friday when they head to Kitchener for a battle against the Rangers. "It's going to be a tough challenge," assessed Olayan. "Kitchener is up next and they have been lighting the lamp a lot here in the Western Conference. It will be interesting to see them and get into their building, and then Niagara. It's a chance to get away as a group and stay a night in a hotel, which is good for a team builder."